Which truck are you talking about, huh?
Yeah, well, it's truckish.
Oh? Uh-huh.
It is truckish. It's a cargo van, but it's truckish.
You going back to your hippie days,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah,
you going to trick it out?
That right, yeah, yeah. I always wanted that surf wagon, man. Anyway, a 2019 Mercedes-Benz Metris cargo van. 135-inch wheelbase on this little puppy, but it's mid-size. It looks kind of like a cool SUV, really,
yeah.
Because they told me they were going to bring me a cargo van. I thought, oh, here comes the Sprinter again, you know, which I can leap up inside it and not hit my head on the roof. It was so big. But no, this one, it was a cool size, handled very well, rode really well. I'm going to do the negative part right off the bat, though. I have never driven anything this loud. And maybe they're assuming if I've got cargo in there, then it won't be that loud. But, I mean, I took it to Austin to the truck rodeo, and every little bit of road noise, and finally I had to pull over and put earplugs in. It's nice it's got five speakers on the dash, but even cranked up, I barely hear the radio. It's just unbelievable.
Well, when you
inside.
Trick it out, you can, you know, spray.
That's
spray,
right, yeah.
You know?
Well, the first thing I do, put carpet in it, because it's a wooden floor.
Sure,
that's
yeah.
part of it.
Right.
And carpet it and put some insulation on the wall, because it's neat looking and it handles very well. Like I said, good solid ride. Interesting, a really good mileage on it, too. It's a 2-liter four-cylinder direct-injected gasoline engine on it. Of course, big rear doors open up 270 degrees. Sliding door on the passenger side. It wasn't electronic, but it moves, you know, really easy. Did have two cup holders. That was sort of nice. Like I said, the five front speakers on the audio, so you can crank it up if you could hear it. Pre-wired for trailers. Interesting mood lighting. I thought about installing a stripper pole. I'm kidding. It had these LED lights and stuff. You know, it's like stage lighting on the inside. It was really very cool. What do you say? No, I'm kidding. But it was really neat looking. Made it to a 7-speed transmission. And getting 208 horsepower out of this little four banger, which is really pretty good. Crosswind assist, which can come in handy since the sides are pretty flat. Rear-view camera, which also comes in handy. Roof rails, interior rear-view mirror. A lot of nice stuff. Premium safety package with their Parktronic, the cold weather package, an additional battery package, and so on. Yeah, very capable and easy to park in town, though. That was kind of cool about it. Base on it is 31. This one had a lot of extras. A few thousand dollars, really, of extra goodies on it, so it came out to 39. But 21 miles per gallon in the city, 24 on the highway. And if you need a cargo van, or you're in the kind of business where you need something like that, or, like I say, like Olson talked about, you want to go back to your youth and get that surf buggy or whatever. It'd be a neat hunting van, too, actually, if you think about it. That'd be tricked out very cool.
Sure.
Check it out. From Mercedes, the 2019 Metris cargo van.
So were you playing the Beach Boys, little Jan and Dean, as you were going down the
you
highway?
Bet,
huh?
You bet, though. But, you know, one time I was backstage at the old music hall in Houston with the Beach Boys and found out how bad they really sing. That's the first group. I'm serious. You know, they did cool stuff. But that's the first group that actually had recorded tracks. And so they're actually out on stage singing along with themselves, but with the recorded sound.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
A little lip syncing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I hate to ruin your parade there.
Oh,
man. But yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm depressed.
Well.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to Tyler.
Good.
Roger Wolf, Texas Parks and Wildlife District Leader, he's going to give us the latest lowdown.